Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now in today's episode, we're going to start to unpack the subject of how to stay in the moment. And the reason I've created this episode is that as I record this, we're approaching the end of 2021. And by the end of this year, people around the world have been suffering with a lot of stress and uncertainty for almost 2 years with the pandemic. And so as a result of this cumulative effect on people's system, they're starting to feel exhaustion, burnout, they're starting to feel unwell. There's this constant anxiety or a high-functioning anxiety, or we're very easily becoming anxious from just a headline or just a comment. We can feel very wired and we feel quite tense and tight throughout our body the majority of the time. Now, as we know, what can happen when we're in a very stressed situation is that we can allow ourselves to go into our subconscious habits and behaviours. And as we know in Total Somatics, when we allow those subconscious or default habits and behaviours to take over, they're usually the things when they're not serving us well that create a lot of the recurring pain and injuries that we feel and we encounter. So today's episode is really about bringing that total somatic approach to our daily activities, starting to listen and also to reconnect with our soma. Now, I'm sure you recognise that expression soma, but if you're new to Total Somatics and you're new to these episodes, let me just explain what our soma is. So every single one of us are a soma. Now, somas are basically, we are sensory organisms. So whatever we take in through our life, because we're more sensory than motor, we've got more sensory nerves than motor nerves, whatever we take in our life starts to shape and mold who we are as a person. So that will create changes in the way that we move, the way our habits, our emotional and mental mindset, our culture and society, that's shaped and moulded us to who we are today. And our life experiences, our injuries, our illnesses, different things that happen in our life, that filters and moulds and shapes us to who we are to this very moment. It also influences the lens that we look through out into the world, which means it actually influences our perception on the world. So this is why it's really important to take care of our soma, because in times like now where there's this heightened stress and there's this uncertainty, it's very easy to allow ourselves to go into the subconscious or unconscious patterns. And when that happens, we can just start to go into basically into an automatic pattern of negative thinking, negative movement patterns, unhealthy habits. And that again will start to lead to illnesses, postural issues, muscle tension, and so many more things involved. So what I'd like to teach you today is how we can start getting more sensitive to listening and reconnecting with our soma. Now, we are incredibly amazing, intelligent somas. And the more that you learn about your beautiful soma and within the membership, within Total Somatics, I teach you so much more. And if you're not in the membership, please just listen to all the previous podcast episodes, because you'll be amazed at your amazing system, what you're capable of doing, the power that you have for this self-healing and basically regeneration and recuperation. You're pretty amazing. And because of this, I just want you to learn how to listen to your feedback. Because again, we learn so many other skills in life, but sometimes we can forget about some of the fundamental principles of how to take care of our health and well-being. Because what can happen with the feedback is we get little whispers.
So our soma's kind of saying, you know, slow down, you're doing too much. It's a little whisper. But we're living very cortical, very cognitive. No, no, I can take everything on. I'm fine. Not a problem. That whisper starts to shout. Come on, slow it down. You're doing way too much. Notice how your breathing's impacted. Notice how your gut is not working so efficiently. Hormonal changes. It's getting louder. That feedback's getting louder from your soma. Again, we've got it all under control. This is a coping learning mechanism I've done for years. I'll be fine. Push it down, smile to the world. Not even noticing the sensory feedback that's coming from our body. Then you get this shutdown because we have not listened. And so at this point, now your sensory system is going, I can't take anymore. Boom. So we get inflammation, we get all this pain, we get maybe rigid muscles, we can't move, we've got back spasms, gut issues, you know, you name it, you know those feelings, don't you? When things will just shut down. And that's really then at your that point, your soma's going, look, I've been telling you for a while, but you've not been listening. Now notice. So then that's when we have to start really noticing and thinking, right, I need to start unpacking and rewinding and noticing the unhealthy habits and switching those for healthy, proactive behavioral patterns that are going to serve me well now and into my future. And so we can allow fear and we can allow stories to create in our mind basically ways to justify the actions that we have, to stay full throttle, you know, 100% effort all of the time. Especially at the moment, people might be going, look, I need the money, I've got to do this. Or it could be, you know, I need this job, I have to show that I'm performing 100% all of the time. And it could be something like, I need to do more, I can't laze around this weekend, I have to do that, I want to do a bit more than everyone else to prove myself. And this is what happens, is that you get on this treadmill, and before you know it, this is that high functioning anxiety. This is what happens, is that you're kind of just burning through. You're living on adrenaline, so you're burning through all the time. And it's really exhausting. It starts to exhaust your internal system. Your hormones will go off. You know, you start craving carbs, don't you? So you have more sugar. And then if you can't sleep at night, you might be drinking alcohol to get you off to sleep. And then you just don't feel you're waking and sleeping well enough. So in the morning, you need like caffeine to get you going. All these signs are showing that we're really living in a stressful survival situation. And I'd like to ask you for a moment, if you saw somebody that you loved very close to you going through this cycle, basically starting to burn the candle at both ends, what would you say to them? Would you sit back and just watch them sort of burn themselves out? Or would you, in a very kind, nurturing, tactful manner, just approach the subject, encourage them maybe just to take an hour or two away from that computer, because at times to take half a day or a whole day might be too much for them initially. Encourage them slightly, encourage them gently, take them out for a walk in nature. Is that the sort of thing you'd suggest? Or would you allow them just to carry on burning through that nervous anxiety, knowing what's going to happen? I mean, most of us wouldn't, would we, really? We'd, because of that love and that care that we have for others, we'd really take actions to look after them. So how much more important would you say it is for your own soma, for your own mental, emotional, physical and energetic health? That's what's involved with your somatic well-being. That's what your soma involves. Mental, emotional, physical, energetic health. Consider all four of those aspects and much more. If you're burning the candle at both ends, if you're feeling exhausted all the time, how would you say those four aspects are being served? Is it helping, or would you say it's hindering and starting to lead to what could potentially be chronic health issues in the future? You see, neuroscience research has shown that an overworked brain is less effective than a well-rested brain. And that shows that time out really fuels that creativity, that productivity, and overall well-being. So first of all, could I encourage you and anyone that you know that you feel needs that help to create time to rest and reset your nervous system. You see, the things that are going on in the world, we know they're going to be here for a while. So there's this element that we need to accept that first of all. We can't change it. We need to accept it. But then what we need to do is realize that we can't change things around us, but we can take care of our internal world, look after our somatic well-being. And so that's why what I've done today is I've created a free PDF for you. Now, this is going to be in the show notes for the podcast. If you read this with the weekly blog at totalsomatics.com, you'll also see that you can access it within the blog. And this actual support sheet is called Reconnect. And it's really about 10 effective ways to enhance your soma. And really, I want you to consider how we can enhance the intelligence of your soma. Now, I'm going to just explain something to you which may be a new concept, but it's something in Total Somatics that we discuss quite a bit. And this is soma intelligence. So this is the ability to connect with your body's sensations, or basically your body's cues. And you listen to them, and then you respond in a way that's going to enhance your somatic health and well-being. When we do this, we start to create an improved quality of life. We don't just exist, but we actually really thrive and enjoy the moment. And so because of this, I want you to kind of look out for the next 2 weeks, because I've actually got special guests coming into the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast. Now, for members, you've got even more of a treat coming, because for this week and next week, we actually have workshops within the membership. And within the membership, these guests are going to be coming in, these health experts, and they're going to be talking to you about emotional resilience, mental well-being, dealing with anxiety, looking at our habits to take care of our emotional health and well-being. And I've invited them in because when we get to the end of a year, people are often feeling pretty tired. They're kind of dragging their feet at the end, aren't they? They're kind of looking forward to the holidays. But as we know, this is a different time at the moment in history. And because of this, you've got this extra sort of bonus to really keep you boosted over the holidays. So if you are a Total Somatics member, please look out for this. So you're going to see there's two guests that are coming in this week and next week. Added to that, at the end of next week, we have our monthly workshop. And to complement the whole theme of emotional resilience and taking care of ourselves, I'm going to be teaching you how we can start improving the quality of our breath, what we can do with our ribs to create greater movement, how we can enhance the oxygen into our system. Because your breathing, the movement of your ribs, the quality of what's going on through your neck and your shoulders, that all gets impacted when we're stressed or we're in a lot of pain. And so we're going to really dissect that workshop. And I've got a few little special goodies also for the members. You're going to hear more of that as we go along in the next couple of weeks. But it's again to support you with your breathing, with your emotional resilience, really to take care of you from now over the holidays and then as we go into 2022 and beyond. Now, if you're not a member of Total Somatics, this is where you'll get a bit of a treat as well, because the two experts that are doing the live workshops will also be available on replay within the membership. They're actually going to be in the podcast. So next week, and the week after, I'm going to be releasing to you the episodes. And so you're going to get a little taste of what the Total Somatics members have enjoyed. But also I want to share that with you too, because I want you to get those goodies and get those skills and techniques so that you too can benefit with your total somatic awareness to how you move, how you think, your energy levels, everything. And so I really look forward to hearing more from you. Please keep your questions going and coming to me, should I say. This is what I do is when I create these podcast episodes, it really is from the questions that flood in. And this is something that's been coming in a lot recently. Also, I mentioned to the members recently in a live Q&A session that there were questions coming in along this nature. And also in my clinical practice, recently there's been a lot of the similar feelings that people are just feeling quite overwhelmed, burnt out, just different factors because people are feeling different emotions. So when you're in a workplace, there's a lot of friction. There can be a bit of toxicity there too. And so we can't do things sometimes about those situations, but it's about, again, taking care of our soma, how we can take really good care so that we have then got this resilience. We might be stressed at times, but then we can bounce back into that state of balance. So as I said, I'm going to attach here within the show notes, the PDF, so you can look at those 10 ways that you can enhance your soma intelligence. So until next time, take care.
Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.